Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy.
There are a lot of rumors that are always flying around. And whenever we hear something, a story that we're not sure about, we go to Delaware's most trusted news source, Kelly Steele from Delaware 105.9.
See, that's your first mistake. Going to me. But for clarification on anything.
I see this thing on Facebook. It says, new Hooters coming to Bridgeville.
Look, yesterday afternoon.
And I look to see what other states have Bridgeville, because I certainly know it's not happening south of us here.
I'm sitting home yesterday afternoon, and I start seeing this pop up on Facebook. And if it's on Facebook, it must be true,
it's true,
right?
Yeah.
Wrong. Yeah. Lloyd Lee Height, who...
she's calling him out.
Yeah. Well, I'm calling him out because he follows me on Facebook, and he thinks he's funny. He does this all the time. He thinks he's hysterical. He's spreading the rumor that Hooters is coming to Bridgeville.
Which...
not coming to Bridgeville.
Bridgeville could probably use another restaurant, but unless...
But not Hooters.
Yeah. Especially if they're hiring locally. I don't want to see a bunch of dirty white tank tops.
I'm thinking the look would kind of resemble Walmart.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. Just saying.
So is there anything happening in Bridgeville?
I don't think there's anything happening. I think all the rumbling in Bridgeville right now, from what I hear talking to Lloyd Lee on the side, they're either putting or they have put, and if I'm wrong on this, somebody call and correct me, and I know you will.
424-1234.
There you go. They either have or they are putting a Dollar General in the city where the city park used to be in Bridgeville, and people are upset about that because they're taking nature away to put a store.
Yeah. There's we're surrounded by nature. I can't go somewhere without passing cornfields.
They took a park, Amy. They took the park.
Mow a cornfield down. Yeah. Same thing.
Because it used to be a Hooters in Dover back in the day, and it wasn't there when I moved here, so it must have
been... Where was the one in Dover?
Is it still there?
No, it's gone, no. It was never there while I was there.
So the closest and only one that I know of is Rehoboth.
Yeah.
Is Hooters that big of a deal anymore, considering you can just look at it on the internet?
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, you can really just look at Hooters anywhere you go.
Yeah.
Why do you need to go to a restaurant?
But guys, for some reason, just like to go there. I know that...
Because it's not like their food's killer, right?
No, not really. Not so much. I think
they've got a lot of competition with their wings.
I've got a picture somewhere. Now, I remember when I came out here, I came out just to see the station and check the area out and stuff. And I ended up going on the air for a day while I was here. And I remember throwing Gary under the bus. I can't remember what it was for now, but he had to go down to Rehoboth and dress up as a Hooters girl. And I've got pictures somewhere.
No, he didn't.
That's exactly what Bridgeville would look like if there was Hooters there.
I missed Gary dressing up. Oh.
Yeah, as a Hooters girl.
As a Hooters girl. Yeah. All righty.
If he's wearing a white t-shirt today, we'll spray him down. You'll get the effect.
So if you see the rumor, you hear the rumor going around, Hooters is not coming to Bridgeville.
It's a bunch of disappointed people, or maybe people who are very relieved.
People are upset, again, about this Dollar General being placed where the city park used to be.
Well,
okay. All right. That's what's happening in Bridgeville. Thank you, Kelly Steele, Delaware's most trusted news source. Kelly Steele from 105.9.
Thank you.
I tried.